This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And on this Wellness Wednesday, Monica McConkie, Rural Health Mental Counselor at Eyes on the Horizon Consulting.
Many of us in farming and agriculture, the whole concept of taking a break or a vacation or a nap or having time off the farm can sometimes bring on so much guilt. And even through what's been ingrained in our minds, or we've ingrained it ourselves, we can consider it being lazy, which really is painful, because we know that our farmers are not lazy. And so to take a break and to take care of oneself and have that equated with not being a hard worker or being lazy or dropping the ball, that is really difficult. So this is an important topic. And when I was thinking about how this plays out in the work that I do with my farmers, I see kind of two distinct groups. One are those folks that are still very active on the farm, and how they don't seek out opportunities to have any kind of a life or lifestyle or interests off the farm. The second group is that farmer that is transitioning off the farm, or the time has come to start looking at transitioning away from full-time duties on the farm, and they find themselves in a place where they have nothing. They have no other interests, they have no hobbies, and then what happens is leaving that operation becomes filled with a lot of grief and loss. And what do we do if we can avoid grief and loss? We avoid it, right? Which sometimes looks like really holding on tight to the farm when it's time to let go on some level. I see retirement is like, you know, these should be the best years of your life. And yet there's been no building up for that. There's nothing there in their heart other than the farm. So with those two groups, I think it's finding this balance can look different and feel different. And I think there's different challenges with finding the space and time to do things for yourself, for your relationship off the farm, both when you're actively on and when you're a transitioner or off. The benefit of building and growing a life of enjoyment with things not connected to the farm is that, you know what, when I'm done on the farm, I'm okay, because there are things that fill my soul. There are things that fill my mind. There are things that bring me joy. That's going to make that transition so much more simple, emotionally and mentally and physically. You know, it isn't just having a hobby away from the farm. It is integral to our wellness, because it allows us to take a break from often what is the most mentally, emotionally, and physically taxing. So when we are able to have an outlet, to have space with other people, to have time that isn't tied to making a living, that's important. We need rest and relaxation. It's something that's not been embedded in farm culture over the years. So I feel like the younger generation is more in touch with trying to balance family time and their health and wellness, which means hobbies, interests, and passions off the farm. The older generation needs to see it from that perspective.
Those are comments from Monica McConkie, Rural Health Mental Counselor at Eyes on the Horizon Consulting, with a special message during this month of May, during Mental Health Awareness Month.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Tomorrow on our Policy Thursday, we'll head to our nation's capital and get an update from the National Milk Producers Federation. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.